Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and you're listening to Powerful Partnerships. Today's blog post is called Where You Look. I saw a documentary in an IMAX theater about an ambitious project that the Smithsonian Institute once undertook. They wanted to create a life-sized flying dinosaur, a replica of the famous pterodactyl. The hardest part for them was to figure out how this ancient bird was able to change direction in flight. They toyed with the idea of using the bird's tail as a rudder, and they also tried lowering the bird's shoulder and rolling the wings to the right or the left, but nothing they tried ever worked. Finally, they found the answer. The pterodactyl changed direction just by turning its head. All the other body parts followed this simple action. The folks at the Smithsonian eventually did get their featherless pterodactyl to fly, and it looked real enough to fool a lot of people. I wasn't surprised by their head-turning discovery. It's one of the principles that they taught us in motorcycle school. Where you look is where you go. When you want to make a turn on a motorcycle, you just move your eyes and your head in that direction. It works extremely well. After some training, I was amazed that I could do a U-turn in a narrow alcove with a 750-pound motorcycle without having to put my foot down, simply by twisting my head all the way around and staring in the direction I wanted to end up. The bike came right along. In class, they showed us that many accidents result from not understanding this basic principle. For instance, if you're riding a motorcycle and all of a sudden you see a large branch in your path, if you look at the branch, you will surely run over it. This happens to cyclists every day. They taught us to avoid such disasters by repeatedly yelling this other famous expression to us as we circled by. Look where you want to go, not where you want to crash. Good advice. Well, what does this have to do with relationships? Everything. One of the biggest difficulties couples face is their insistence on focusing on the problems that are right in front of them. They focus on them, and then they crash into them, and then they wonder what happened. What should they do instead? Deny their problems? No. They need to acknowledge what is before them and quickly make the adjustment that good motorcyclists make. Start looking toward where they want to go. You see, there's something compelling and attractive about a vision. If you focus on and speak about how you want the relationship to be and how you want it to feel, instead of bemoaning where it is and where it's been, you'll move into that vision, leaving your problems at the side of the road. You'll start feeling better in general and more hopeful about your chances for success in your relationship. Best of all, you will probably enroll your partner in going there with you. If you've ever wondered what my Powerful Partnerships teleseminars are like, this week I'm offering you an opportunity to find out for yourself. This Thursday, September 2nd, 2010, at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, you can attend a free half-hour mini teleseminar on Powerful Partnerships. I promise you'll take something away from this session that you'll be able to use in all your relationships. I'm offering another free bonus to those who call in as well. I hope you'll check it out by clicking where it says Register Now on the website. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.